right, so we begin this section on emerging centers with Brian Coxell.
Okay, so that's a picture of ENIAC, and the best I could do for a librarian. there's a dearth of Creative Commons. Oh, no, go back. I only have the two slides. So there's a dearth of Creative Commons license for librarians, so if you take any...
I've got some good ones for you.
Okay. Right. Basically, Flickr has sexy librarians. That's about it. So, so Emery, what we're doing is we're under a Mellon planning grant right now. Happened from last year, and the formal proposal for the next 3 years of funding has gone to Mellon, and we're waiting to hear back then. For what we are calling DISC, the Digital Scholarship Center. And the reason I've put ENIAC plus the library there is when Mellon gets involved in things, from what I understand, they like to think about themselves, and I think it's true, is they want to support innovative things, and so we have to find a way to be innovative. And so our sort of spin on this is the integration of a digital scholarship center within a library, which, as we've already heard, that K.A. centers are in libraries. We're trying to be enough to convince Mellon we're even more library-centric. at the same time, these are two models of exactly what we want to end up being. What we're trying to do is trying to find a role, because this is coming from the library rather than from another academic department or entity. How can we integrate librarians and the library collection specifically into a digital scholarship center to kind of make a 21st century librarian experience part of a bigger part of what a 21st century scholarly experience is? And so, one of our lines from the grant, we embrace librarians' unique credentials, their ability to find resources, their thoughtfulness about copyright and IP, relationships with faculty and students, taking advantage of the library's collections, and building projects to be archived and sustained. And I'm trying to find, and making it very clear that librarians are not only support, but are people that are proposing projects and involved on every project. In the library at the present, there are two people working full-time on the implementation of DISC. Neither of them are myself. But 25% of my time is there. There are a couple other people that work on the project, but in the end it kind of comes down to the 2.25 of us to get it going. What we're planning at the moment in this semester is our first phase, our phase one. I tried to find some blueprints of a doomsday tool because that sounded appropriate. We're trying to bring in two tiers of service, and at the moment we're starting with the lower tier, which is very self-service use of tools that we can provide a little guidance, but people can get off the ground and running with. Things like Omeka and WordPress are two platforms we're going to be supporting most widely. We're also doing several workshops. Today, in fact, was the first one for graduate students on digital scholarship and the job market. And we had Beth Gozo from Maryland talking, along with Michael Elliott, one of the deans at Emory, on trying to help get grad students oriented towards how they can think about digital scholarship, and is it worth their time? Our second tier is going to be more advanced projects, and we're going to start off small, because following, again, the model of Scholars Lab, we're trying to stick on hard funding as much as possible. As far as labor is concerned, for our plan for the large-scale projects is that every project will have a researcher, which will most of the time be a faculty member, but need not be, There will also be a project manager assigned, a librarian assigned, and a research technologist. And this four-person team will be... The ideal is to have it be very flat, everyone working as partners, addressing the particular things, whether it's content, the technologies, or questions of metadata, the things that they are well suited to deal with. I'm trying to make it a little more related to where we actually want to go. We've noticed that the most successful programs out there are very clear about not being a service point. They're about a center of intellectual inquiry, where the center has a mission or particular focus that it is its strengths and it can play well with other people, but trying to have a sort of integrity to what you can actually accomplish and still be doing. Why don't we go to the second slide? So the idea here is hopefully this is our librarian, and now that's our faculty member. And the idea is will it be actually possible to make these two very distinct groups that have a sort of long and very well understood relationship to one another? Can we upset this somewhat? And in fact, the first project that DISC is working on is coming out of the library, a group of librarians. We have a digital library initiative and that has proposed a project on some rare Atlanta maps that we have, and coupled with some phone directories, coupled with funeral records of an African-American funeral home. So we have all of these materials in our special collections. We have a couple of Atlanta historians that work in special collections. Those are the things they curate. And we have a group of librarians that are just interested in getting their hands dirty with a digital project and trying to use the library's materials in this way. So that's where we're starting, is with a group of librarians and this project we're trying to get off the ground as a sort of showcase what we can do. You don't want me to read that. This, I think. That's where we're trying to set ourselves up as being innovative and trying to make an impression. As far as labor is concerned, and this is the bit I don't want to actually get out that I said this.
Hang on, man.